Good morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody out in the foyer. Come on down. Welcome to the Vines this morning, for those of you who are here, and welcome to those of you who are watching online. The theme of today's service is the invisible made visible. I'll leave that with you to ponder for a little while. Let's stand and sing together. One. Let's pray. Lord God, we do praise you and thank you. We've sung, Lord, that you are indescribable, yet you are reachable because you've reached down into our lives and awakened us to your presence. We praise you, Lord, for the gift of creation, for the colors of the seasons and the fragrance of spring, for the uniqueness of every creature. And we praise you, Lord, that though you see the depths of our hearts, you love us still the same yesterday, today, and forever. And for these things, Lord God, we give you all praise, all honor, and all glory. Amen. We'd like to teach you a song this morning. All of creation sings. The whole of creation sings a song of praise to God that goes on 24/7. So we're just going to go straight through the song. There's five verses, but pick it up when we get to the second verse. It's hopefully singable. One, two, three. Need to tell you to take your seats, do I? Okay, just put this down. A couple of notices that I'll highlight. You all know, of course, that David Pryor's on holidays. For about 3 weeks, I think. This Friday, 30th of September, is Friday Friends Coffee and Chat. So, if you're able to come along to that, that would be excellent. And a highlight in Neil's Treasurer's Report that's in the grapevine as an insert, that the spring market raised a final total of $2,880. It was fantastic. Really, really good. Home Aloners meet on the 4th of October. That's a bit over a week away. And I think, if I'm right, does daylight savings start next weekend? It does? I am right. So make sure you do whatever you need to do with your clock. put it forward, I think. Kristen, thank you.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. If you, children, if you would like to come forward, you're most welcome. Come sit down here. Going to attempt some drawing. David would be proud, hopefully. Thanks, guys. Come on down. Alrighty, so what are some things that we can see in the sky?
Clouds and the sun.
Clouds and the sun. Okay, I think I can draw that. Clouds, sun, leaving lots of room in case we have lots of things. Anything else? What else do we see in the sky?
Birds.
See birds? It's my bird. I think not a very good bird, I know.
Moon.
The moon, yeah. If it's nighttime, might be the moon. Ooh, let's try that. There you go. What else do we see with the moon at night? What else is there in the sky?
Stars.
Yeah, stars. Got stars. There we go. Heaps of stars. So many stars. Who created all of this? Who created the stars and the moon and the sky? And
God.
God did, yeah. He really did. He's pretty amazing, isn't he? Created so many stars. Do you know how many stars there are? No? Does anyone know? Any astronomy experts out there? I did some research on it. No one knows. We've got a guess? Too many. I did some research and scientists are guessing, because they don't really know, but they're guessing that there are maybe 200 million billion stars. Something like that. Nope, I got that wrong. 200 billion trillion stars. It's even more than I thought. There's so many.
More than you can say.
More than you can say, yes, yeah, so many. So many. But do you know what's really amazing? The Bible tells us that God knows exactly how many stars there are in the sky. He decided it. And he knows every single star by its name. They have a name. God knows their name. He knows all 200, what was it, billion, trillion names. Do you know everybody's name in this room? I don't even know everyone's name in this room. I'm still learning. It's hard, hey? It's a big job. But God knows all of those names of the stars. And if he knows all of those names of the stars, then he knows everyone in the world. He knows your name too. That's right. The Bible actually says something else pretty cool about stars and the heavens and creation. And we're going to hear a lot about that today, and you'll do some more work on that in the Sunday school room, I think. But God created creation, and creation proclaims the glory of God. It talks about God. It tells us stuff about God. What do you think the stars are telling us about God? Not with words like we use, but what could they be telling us about God? What do you think? That's a tough one, isn't it? Well, I think that they tell us that God is an amazing creator, that if he can make so many stars and if he can know every single one of them by name, then he must be pretty smart. And he loves us so much that he knows us by name as well. The Bible says God's love is as big as the heavens. Do you remember how many stars there were? I don't even know if we can imagine how many that is, but it's so many. But that's how big God's love is, or even bigger than that. Whoa! That's why he sent Jesus for us, because he loves us so much that he wants to be friends with us. Yeah, so much, like billion, trillion times. That's how much he loves us. Alrighty. Can you remember that? God loves us as much as the stars. Alright, shall we pray? Just bow your heads and close your eyes and I'll pray for you quickly. Lord Jesus, thank you that you created all of the earth and all of the heavens and all of the stars. Thank you that you love us just as much as many as there are stars, you love us. Thank you that you know each and every star by name, and that you know us by name, and that you know each and every one of us. Thank you for sending Jesus so that we can know your love. Amen. 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 Thanks, guys. Well done. Are you going to, is it children's church now?
Yeah.
Okay, you can go to children's church now.
Do you remember that number? 200 trillion billion or? It's vast. Okay. We're going to bring our offerings to the Lord now using singing a great, wonderful old hymn, How Great Thou Art.
Oh, Let's pray. Father God, thank you for your incredible grace, abundant love towards us. We thank you for every breath, every step that we take that comes from you. Thank you for the stuff that you give us every single day. And thank you for this opportunity to be able to give back to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Take seats, please.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have to say, I wasn't really aware of where David was going with the service this morning. And I had prepared my prayer earlier. And I think God had a big hand in it. Because I was reflecting on a number of friends who are travelling in various parts of the world at the moment, lucky them. And of course they post pictures on Facebook. And I've just been overwhelmed by some of the photos from some places of the most magnificent scenery that it is possible to understand. I see these photos and I am in awe of God's creation. But I am reminded that as wonderful as all these places are, the Creator of them all sees each one of us as the most lovely and precious creation of all. And it is to him that we offer our praise and to whom we bring our prayers this morning. So please join me as we pray. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You are creator, sustainer, redeemer, and friend. You care about your creation, and you love us deeply and completely, and you call us to care as you do, to love as you love, totally and completely, without bias or favour. You are the one who gives us hope in this often scary world. In faith, Lord God, we come to you with deep cries of concern about the state of our world, so much of which is broken by human disrespect and cruelty, greed, self-interest, power struggles, which create fears and hopelessness. Oh God, our world seems to be on a knife edge at this time. Please move world leaders to consider very carefully the outcomes of their decisions. And then there are those natural disasters which disrupt and cause havoc. So many people affected because we have failed to care for the world as we ought. Creator God, whose majesty is seen in all creation, whose mercy reaches to all created, who needs nothing we can offer and yet gives us all we need, who silences the shouts of the proud, amplifies the whispers of the humble, and hears the cries of the hurting, please hear our prayers, which we lift to you today. God of grace and God of glory, on your people pour your power. Grant us wisdom, grant us courage for the facing of this hour. We are so grateful that through the presence of your Holy Spirit in our lives, we are able to see beyond what is to what could be. Help us to respond with hope, courage, and strength to the challenges which daily confront us. Please help us to be willing to speak out against injustice so that we might be instruments for change, that we might make a difference for those who feel lost and abandoned. We pray for those who are struggling to survive in this time of economic challenge. We pray for those who are homeless and living rough. But we also thank you for the organisations which make it their priority to care for these people and to provide basic necessities, warm blankets and a free feed. Some of us, Lord, have deep concerns for our health or the health of those dear to us. Maybe life-changing decisions which have to be made and will have immense impact on how we live life. And we are afraid. Others are troubled by family situations which are beyond our ability to resolve. Sleepless nights with no answers and moments of despair as faces of loved ones parade through our wakefulness. Oh God, we pray for the peace that enables us to leave it all in your loving hands and to trust that no cry or whimper escapes you and that you will journey with us through this season. God of grace and God of glory, grant us wisdom, grant us courage for the living of these days. Lord, we wish that we might have the ability to bring sense to our troubled world as we see the ever-increasing unrest in countries near and far, even on our own shores. Our prayer is for peace in our world. We pray that hearts will be opened and the common good put before self-interest, desire for power, and total disregard for others. It seems an impossible request, but we know that nothing is impossible with you. Help us to trust the big picture to you and to seek to be bearers of peace and reconciliation wherever we find ourselves in the little picture. Help us, O God, to become a more compassionate community, for politicians to take seriously the concerns, fears, and uncertainties of their constituents and make efforts to put the needs of humanity above self-aggrandisement and politics. Lord, we are so grateful for all those whose role it is every day to care for others, doctors, nurses, chaplains, paramedics, teachers, council workers, shop assistants, and so many others, each doing their bit to make our situations more manageable. May we all understand that, as those who profess the name of Jesus, it is our call to be kind, caring, generous, and loving to all who touch our lives. O Holy One, we have a long way to go to do your will, to love ourselves, to love our neighbour, to love you. We get distracted. So much is going on around us and worldwide. We have so many demands upon our time and energy. Protect us, comfort us, cleanse our physical wounds, calm our racing thoughts, hold us tightly, whisper to us as we feel a grey despair that clings in these times of staggering war, expanding famine, lengthening drought and flooding rains. Help us to be to those around us the presence of Jesus, offering love, grace, and compassion in every situation. God of grace, God of glory, grant us wisdom, grant us courage, serving you whom we adore. Let us now share in the prayer which Jesus taught his disciples so long ago. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Morning, church.
Morning.
Today's readings, the first from Psalm chapter 19, verses 1 to 6. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they reveal knowledge. They have no speech. They use no words. No sound is heard from them. Yet their voice goes out into all the earth. Their words to the ends of the world. In the heavens, God has pitched a tent for the sun. It is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. It rises at one end of the heavens and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is deprived of its warmth. And the second reading is from Romans, chapter 1, verse 20. Since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made. This is the word of the Lord.
The invisible made visible. I find that a rather extraordinary thing that Paul wrote and understood. Here's a song just to open up the invisibility a little bit.
Most high, all powerful, good Lord, yours are the praises, the glory. Yours is the honor, yours is the blessing. To you alone, Most High, do they belong. Praise and bless my Lord. Praise and give God thanks. Serve the Lord with great humility. All praise be yours, my Lord. Through all that you have made, especially through brother son, who brings the day and light you give to us. In his beauty and radiance and splendor, he bears your likeness, Lord Most High. All praise be yours, my Lord. Through sister moon and stars, you formed them bright and precious and beautiful. Most high, all-powerful, good Lord, yours are the praises, the glory. Yours is the honor, yours is the blessing. To you alone, Most High, do they belong. All praise be yours, my Lord. Through brothers, wind and air, calm, cloudy, all weather, through whom you sustain your creatures. All praise be yours, my Lord. Through our sister water, so useful and humble and precious. Most high, all powerful, good Lord, yours are the praises, the glory. Yours is the honor, yours is the blessing. To you alone, Most High, do they belong. All praise be yours, my Lord, through our brother fire, through whom you light the night with his beauty and joy and power and strength. All praise be yours, my Lord, through Sister Earth, our mother, who feeds and sustains and teaches us, who produces fruits and flowers and herbs. Most high, O powerful, good Lord, yours are the praises, the glory. Yours is the honor, yours is the blessing, to you alone, most high, do they belong. Oh, praise be yours, my Lord, through those who give pardon for your love, through those who bear sickness and trial. Blessed are those who endure in peace, by you most high they will be crowned. Oh, praise be yours, my Lord, through our sister death, from whom no one living can flee. Blessed are those whom she will find in your most holy will. The second death will do them no harm. Most high, all powerful, good Lord, yours are the praises, the glory. Yours is the honor, yours is the blessing, to you alone, most high, do they belong. Yours is the honor, yours is the blessing, to you alone, most high, do they belong. The invisible made visible. Those words are the canticle of St. Francis, the canticle of creation, written about 800 years ago. And I'll come back to the canticle in a minute. Over the previous 5 weeks, David Pryor has been talking about Jeremiah. And in that series, the standout for me has actually been the word hope. It came up a few times across the 5 weeks. And last week I noted David saying, don't give up on God because God never gives up on us. Now I find that incredibly reassuring that God never gives up on us. When you think about, you know, the world, the way it is at the moment, and in the media, and you know, there's a whole lot of stuff that's going on around the world that we could get consumed by. But that's not what I want to talk about. Jesus said to us, surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age. God said to Moses and then to Joshua, and the words are echoed in Hebrews, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. Never is never. That's our God. David's talks over those 5 weeks have raised for me the question, if we are not to give up, if we are to keep hope alive, how might we do that? Good question. One possibility, and it's just one, is to see what we might learn about our God from what Paul wrote. Since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made. And then as we heard in the psalm from David, the shepherd who became king and precursor to the great king, the heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they reveal knowledge. As with King David and St. Paul, St. Francis also understood the invisible being made visible in creation. His canticle of creation provides us with this perspective.
Now, I probably first became aware of the canticle in my youth through the wonderful old hymn, Who Knows It? All Creatures of Our God and King. Anybody know it? Yeah, a couple of you? More recently, since 2010, I've connected with the canticle since joining the Anglican Third Order of St. Francis. It's his journey, it's lasted 12 years now. In 2018, jumping up a bit, in the second semester of the second year of my studies in spiritual direction, I wrote a paper reflecting on my formation through the course and God's calling to the ministry of spiritual direction. The following is a paragraph from that paper. Perhaps the most significant insight for me has been an unfolding process born out of reflecting on St. Francis's Canticle of Creation. I have been reminded of God's presence in all creation, and that every human being is made in the image of God. These 2 years have been a season of my life when it seems as though I am seeing the whole of creation, mankind included, with a new set of eyes. Francis composed the canticle about 2 years before he died. He was in great pain, suffering from blindness, and the order that he had established was having some serious issues where his original vision was being questioned and challenged. In the midst of that pain and suffering and the challenges, he penned that canticle. There's a copy of it in this week's Grapevine, and it's also online. The canticle expresses a great deal of hope in God. It provides us with Francis's understanding and vision of God, of creation, and of humanity. And here's the briefest of outlines. I could talk about this for hours, but it's okay, I won't. Francis' vision of creation, he refers to each part of creation as brother or sister. He was deeply connected to and one with all of creation, and he understood that the whole of creation provides evidence of God. How so? How can that be? Brother-son, to start with. That photo's compliments of NASA. If you want to look at the sun and the stars, go to the NASA website, and they've got some wonderful images. So the canticle through brother-son expresses praise of God through all that God has made. Francis tells us that brother-son bears God's likeness, and brother-son speaks to us of a God of beauty, radiance, and splendor. Sisters, moon, and stars speak of a God who is bright, precious, and beautiful. Have you ever been out in the bush at night time, sitting around a campfire and looked up at the stars and had your breath taken away? We did that a few years ago with friends of ours from the UK out in the middle of the York Peninsula, and I took Pete out where it was completely dark and we looked up and it was just... What we're seeing and being reminded of in those moments is the brightness, the preciousness, and the beauty of God. Brothers, wind and air remind us that our God sustains us in all kinds of weather, to use a metaphor, calm or cloudy. You know, sometimes we have calm days, sometimes we have cloudy days, sometimes we have seriously cloudy days. Through all of life and all of life's circumstances, changes and challenges, when things are going well or not so well, we are sustained by our God. Sister Water, useful, humble, precious, pure. Have you ever thought of God in those terms? I had a bit of a challenge with useful. How can God be useful? Well, we can't do without water. Would that be right? Any of you manage without water? I can't. And it's the same with God. As water is useful and necessary for our survival, so too is God. Humble, humility. Water actually chooses the lowest place. Have you ever noticed that? Water can only go to the lowest place, which is symbolic of humility. Think of Jesus washing the disciples' feet, an act of servanthood. You know, he knelt down with a towel around his waist and washed them. Paul wrote that Jesus humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Now, I want to underline just what I read, that little quote from Philippians 2:8, because it really grabbed me when I was putting this together, that Jesus became obedient to death. Just think about that and hold it, and I got to think about it some more. Sister, water is precious, something that is treasured, held in high regard and esteem, something we might not want to let go of. We've all got precious things, but the most precious of all is our God, who actually has hold of us more than we have hold of God. And pure, think holiness. That's all I got to say about pure. Brother Fire, while you're out watching the stars, were you sitting around the campfire? We did a while back in Halls Gap. It was lovely. In fact, that photo is taken in Halls Gap around our campfire. Campfires are mesmerizing. The fire dances, warms the surrounds, toasts the marshmallows, lights things up a little bit, and speaks to us a God of beauty, joy, power, and strength. Beauty appears a few times in this canticle. Sister Earth, our mother, is beautiful, beautiful earth on which we live. Feeds and sustains us through what she produces, and she is our teacher if we're willing to pay attention. Francis had a vision of humanity as well, which is weaved into the canticle towards the end of it. God is praised when we give pardon, when we forgive. I actually think that forgiveness, particularly for Christians, is not optional. We must find ways to forgive, and I would be the first to put my hand up and say sometimes it's really, really hard. But sometimes we just have to keep at it and keep at it and keep at it. God is praised, and this is a hard one too, when we bear infirmity and tribulation. How can that be? But when we endure those things in peace, and we remember Jesus' words, blessed are the peacemakers. God is a God of peace, even in infirmity and tribulation. And God is praised in and through Sister Death. And Francis never saw death as an enemy or something to be feared. He saw death as a journey from life to beyond life. And the final canticle of the final verse of the canticle invites us to praise and bless God and give him thanks and serve him with great humility. So Francis invites us to see the invisible. In essence, my understanding of the canticle is the whole of creation presents us with a sacrament, and the sacrament being an outward visible sign of an inward spiritual grace. The whole of creation, if we are to look, is imbued with the wonder and the awe and the presence of God who created the whole thing and who sustains it. So in creation, the whole of creation bears witness to a God who is beauty, radiant, splendor, bright, precious, beautiful, a sustainer in every kind of weather, every kind of life circumstance, whether we're up or whether we're down. Useful, humble, precious, pure, beauty again, joy, power, strength, feeds, sustains, teaches. That's our God. Hope abounds in all of life's circumstances. And through pondering creation, though it's not the only way to reignite our hope, it is one way of reigniting hope, just as Francis did. So, Ken, number 10. Thank you. Can we say that together? Yours is the honor. Yours is the blessing. To you alone, Most High, do they belong. Amen. And just a little note for those of you who are watching online, if you're not necessarily connected with the Vines as such, if you want to get a copy of the Canticle in our current Grapevine newsletter, if you go to our website, which is thevinesunitingchurch.com, find the resources tab, and under that is Grapevine, and then under that is GV insert 25 September 2022. And for all of us, can I encourage you, if you've got time over the next week, just go for a walk in creation and think about God and the way God is connecting us with God, first of all, but through creation, through one another. There's a deep connection. Amen. The band's going to come. We're going to sing one final song. Okay, let's stand and sing, shall we? Thank you. Lord, may that be the continuing journey of our lives, living, breathing, working, doing, in adoration of you, in all that you've done, in all that we are because of you, in praise, in thanks, in appreciation. And may the Most High, all-powerful, good Lord, be praised in all that we do, be glorified in all that we do, be honored in all that we do. For Lord, yours is the blessing. To you alone do the praises belong. Amen. And there's an opportunity for prayer after the service if you would like someone to pray for you. Just sort of wander on down or grab somebody by the shoulder or whatever. Have a great week. Bless you.
Let us adore you. Let us adore
Thank you.